Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is part two, Swanee and Friends. Very, very nice of Gideon Haig to lower his standards and join us.
I think he swore within about 3 seconds of being in the room when you went here, and I was like, oh, you know, often when I don't know guests personally, yes, when they come in, I'm like, I hope this guy's all right, or I hope they fit in, or I hope they don't mind my mouth.
Yes.
And he said fuck about 4 times within about 3 seconds of being in here. So lovely. I was like, well, he's home. Welcome home, Gideon.
So 6 weeks ago, I get this message on our group chat. Sterilizer, bottles, baby tub, bottle warmer, activity mate, double breast pump, annual breast pump, toys, blankets,
clothes, sex toys,
capsule car seat. We're getting rid of this. Do you want them, Sam? From you.
I never thought I'd get a message from Dane Swan saying, do you want a breast pump?
So have you finished with your double breast pump?
Yeah. Yep. I'm all out of milk, unfortunately.
All dried up?
Yeah. He's... My milkshakes do not bring the boys to the yard anymore.
Not the girls either.
No, I don't bring anyone.
You're done, Dane. Are you shutting up shop?
My breasts, yep.
Yep, the milk shop.
My breasts are done, yep. My nipples are elongated, been sucked on too much.
Obviously. Yep,
didn't.
Fuck. Wow.
So you're just a memory. Three's enough, Dane?
Three's enough, mate.
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Well, one's not enough, Sam?
Fuck, there's been days this pregnancy where I've gone, what the fuck?
You're pregnant? How'd that happen?
Yeah.
How do you reckon it happened, Dane?
I don't know. That's what I want to know.
Well, Stephen's quite disappointed because I thought it would take us quite a while. I had fertility issues, so we were led to believe. So we thought it might take some time. So we're like, well, let's get on the horse now because I don't want
to. Sure, he was doing it right?
Well, first time. Yeah. Bang. Stephen's like, this is not fair.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted a little more practice before.
Okay. Yeah.
But no.
You're right there, Roel?
You okay? I'm not sure why that was so funny. Are you okay? Is it triggering for you?
Yeah.
Do you not do it right?
No, exactly.
It's triggering a lot of Sam Humans that I won't get to.
I don't want to imagine Sam Newman doing it right or wrong.
No.
Probably doesn't do anything. Probably doesn't. I imagine his days are behind him, I think. Yeah, it's like a cloud of dust.
Yes, successful day at the office on the first day.
So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So when are you leaving us?
Well, that's right. So it gets straight back to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm working right up till April.
When are you due? April.
First week of May.
First week of May.
Because I went early with Noah, I have to, been under strict instructions to pull up early.
Yeah, are you going to find out what it is? Or
now it's a human, Dane.
Well, don't make assumptions, Samantha.
Yes.
If it comes out with balls, it's a boy.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Hey, easy.
You'll be cancelled.
Exactly.
My son is adamant it's a sister and he won't have any other, he won't hear anything else. I keep trying to tell him that it could be a brother, no one. He's like, no, my sister. But I think he's got three little friends that have all got little baby sisters the same age. So I think that he just associates baby with sister. But it's gonna be a rude shock when it's a little boy and trying to steal his toys, that's for sure.
All right, well, congratulations. But, you know, it's still about us, so we need to rejig everything. It's just...
Absolutely, selfish of me.
I'll be smart in the heart of when our fucking podcast is listened to, footy season.
I actually only missed 2 home games of the Bulldogs. It's actually worked out quite well, if I go on time, which never happens, because we have a bye and then 2 away games and then an Indigenous round, so they're going to have an Indigenous MC anyway. and then two more away games, and then a game against the Hawks, which I'll miss, and then I'll be back for the next one. So,
so you're not disabled when you're pregnant, yeah?
No, this is the thing. Yeah. I actually don't use my uterus to do my job, so right. I can okay. still work right up until go into hospital.
Oh, lovely. Yep. It's exciting.
So you're definitely the birthing parent, though.
I'm nominated, unfortunately, as the birthing parent. I tell you what, there's been times this pregnancy where
cool with that?
Well, I've said to him, can you just take it for one day, please? Because I'm sick of spewing, literally.
Mm. So I'd love to.
Yeah, oh, mate, listen, I felt it. I rode every pain and every kick with
Ali.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
What's the worst part about pregnancy, Dane?
Not being able to sleep on your stomach, because I'm a stomach sleeper.
And what's the best part?
When it comes out.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah.
And that day, anyone that says that's the best day of their life is a fucking liar.
Mm.
That's the worst day. Yeah. That's the most horrific thing.
Going out naturel?
Well, I did last time. I had no choice, did I? But, yeah, may as well have done it once. We'll see how we go.
Yep.
The thought of a cesarean literally gives me sweaty palms. The fact that I'm just a head and people can move.
You're a bit sensitive, let's face it though. I did was a little joke about a yogurt truck hitting a brick wall last week and you nearly
That's just, we're not going there. I am on edge. I'm heavily medicated. Splat. Again. Oh, dang. It's right here.
Right.
So you've had some plate issues this week?
Yep. No, yeah, well, I didn't have plane issues, just plane issues.
Was this for your gig or another?
I was on the way home.
On your way home. Yeah.
The last time I was in Tassie 2 weeks ago, we had a private plane, so that was fucking no issues at all.
I
come down to Worth with a thud, let me tell you.
You don't book your flights, do you? Like, you don't choose
Not for gigs like that. Yeah. I'd launch test, I'm not sure. I'd go Bonza. I haven't tried them yet.
While you're waiting, was there a good chairman's lounge at Launceston?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking exciting. Real good there. Yeah, the Jetstar lounge is perfect. No. Listen, I wrote some notes.
I don't know how Jetstar still... Obviously, the fact that it's owned by Qantas helps, but, like, how the fuck they still operate is beyond me.
Well, Dad's ringing me. All right, mate. I've got to take my son because I've got a wedding in Portsea, so I've got to go straight after here, drop that Tate off to me dad and then come home.
You're not taking him to the wedding, Dane?
No, I think it's a kid unfriendly wedding. Or I just want a night away from him. So listen, Jess, back to Jess. I never problem. And listen, you get what you pay for. So I expect no problem. Or apparently it was meant to be like a 5:30 flight out of there, but like 4 days earlier got pushed out to 9:30. So whatever. So the good people of the Habston Career Club, where we spoke at, was it the Launceston Casino? They got me a room, so I could just sit there. Like they said, just order some dinner or something like that. So they're very accommodating, no problem. So just say you sort of cop that, so you know you expect delays and all that kind of shit. So I have no problem with that. But so just I have no problem with when they're delayed. But just don't. What did Dennis Pagan say? Don't piss on me, shut up, and tell me you're training. Don't lie to your customers and say you're on time when you're not.
Yes.
So like I'm on my phone watching Netflix or watching my iPad in my room, like comfortable, ordered some dinner, like just, you know, in a room. So comfortable, whatever. Keep checking, keep refreshing on time. Yeah. Well, we're on time.
Yep.
No problem. Okay. So the flight's at 9:30. Well, I better get myself to the airport.
Sure.
Get there at, you know, 50 minutes before. Not a very big airport. You can slide straight through. Get there. Still on time. Oh, this is all right. Oh, maybe might be on. It was a bit rainy. Might be on the air. Tarmac 5 or 10 minutes. But sweet, we're gonna get out roughly on time. Text and message. I should be home by 11-ish. Hopefully 11:30. Go to the gate. She says, go to gate on time. Oh, fuck, it's perfect. Sweet ass. So we go to the gate. There's obviously not many gates at Launceston. I'm sitting there. And I was in there about 9:30, nothing happens. And also the woman next to me sort of recognized me and talks to me. And she goes, the plane's not even here. So, and it's still on time. And it still says on time on my phone. It's 9:28. We leave at 9:30. The plane's fucking not even here. So, it's not 1940 where the Wright brothers are flying a plane. Like, you got to look up in the tower with binoculars and go, oh, I can see it. We're going to be on time here. I reckon they've got fucking electronic devices which let you know if said plane is in the air. And, like, it's not like you get traffic in the air and you go, oh, fuck up, mate, there's been a crash. There's been a crash.
It's like the Monash Freeway. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the plane's going to be delayed 3 hours. Like, if it's left, it's left. So you know it's going to be 50 minutes and it's going to hit the deck. So at 9:40, refresh, delayed, 10:10. No fucking shit, it's delayed. The plane ain't even here. We're still on the – we're not even on the plane. Of course it's fucking delayed. So my point is, like, it's, it had to have known. So the plane landed about 10 o'clock. So the plane would have had to have left at Melbourne at 9, right? Yep. So at 8:58, it could have went, fuck, the plane's – we can't possibly leave at 9:30 because the plane ain't here.
Yep.
So – hit me with the delay then, and the, I always go, oh, fuck it, just that. But I could still stay in my room, watch, you know, just be more comfortable instead of sitting in a fucking, like at a plane. And then, what else have I written? I had some notes.
The struggle is just unbelievable.
Like, no, but like, just tell us, we're delayed. Agree, like, which we expect, don't sit us there, and then at 9:40, when we're meant to be leaving at 9:30, oh, we're delayed. Oh, well, fucking really, are we? We're delayed. Mm. What a shock that is. The plane isn't even here. And they said 10:10. The plane didn't land until 10. Mm, by the time they clean and get us on there, they can't. So we're stuck. So you might as well just be honest. Don't fucking lie to us. Say 10:10. Well, I was just getting on at 10:10. By the time we fuck around, we leave about 10:30.
The exact same thing happened to me on the way back from Townsville, except the screen changed to boarding at our boarding time, but there was still no actual plane there.
Who was it with?
It was with Jetstar.
Yeah, well, so that's just, like, I called don't
the lady.
Lie to us.
No, I called the lady because I had a connecting flight out of Brisbane and she's like, you might still make it. I'm like, let me tell you something. I'm not making the plane because the plane ain't here.
And there's something wrong with the plane. The people, I it's where the well, at least the crew and that were lovely. Well, one was lovely. One said I was a great player. So one was lovely.
So the other's cult supporter.
The others just kind of had like a, just a look about them. It wasn't very friendly. One was lovely. She said I was a very good player back in my day. So I liked her. But I think how weird this was. I don't know if this happened on the other plane. This must just make like Jetstar's like reject shop planes. I like the not quite NQR ones. So I was second from the back. So I was based next to the toilet. So I was in 20A. I was in 29. C or something. So I was in the aisle, 29C. Next to me was 28. Has that ever happened? Like, so 28 was opposite me.
Wow. So there's one row missing from
So you have to pick this fucking thing up at the bargain basement where my book is. That's where they've got that. So like 28 was opposite me. So
sad.
Somewhere down the line, they'd fucking lost an aisle. So that was odd. What else happened to me? I had to walk a long way to get it, actually, yeah. But then
Jetstar,
someone decided to close the Balti Bridge on Friday night. So I'm getting out.
There would have been a reason, Dane. Like, pardon? There would have been a reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He was on his way home.
He's exactly right. So why close the Balti Bridge on a Friday night when, you know, close it on a Monday or Monday to Thursday when people are – Friday night, people are getting into the city, the hustle and bustle. Yep. So I had to go through, you know, North Melbourne. Oh, man, I was fucked. It was a disaster. Okay. I tell you what, cabs aren't cheap these days either.
Right. No. So you didn't even drive to the airport?
No, because I was...
Didn't think to catch the sky bus, Dane?
I thought the big red bus, no, but I was going to drive, but you can't just follow a car out under these days.
No, you've got to pay your way, Dane.
Yeah, well, when I was playing footy, I never used to pay. I used to drive out under someone. Or drive behind someone. But I was in a rush on the Friday morning because I had to hang around for the kids or something. So I couldn't drive because I couldn't park. By the time I parked and then drove. So, it's still the same. You have to drive. Like, at least when you get dropped off, you're straight at the gate, you know, you can walk straight in.
I also don't know if Jetstar has valet.
Terminal 4. Virgin has
Terminal 4. Qantas will take your money.
But, so it was a fucking debacle. So, but you get what you pay for, like, you reap what you sow. And what were there? A couple of things. You still like even on the Qantas side, the check-in and that. I'm a Virgin. No, Virgin have their own fault. They all have their faults, do they? We just don't have. They just have the monopoly on the air traffic, so we can't do much about it. But Kelly, you still have to take shit out of your bag when you go through the Qantas security. Where Virgin, Jetstar, you just throw it all in. Toffoli Qantas on the way there. You have to take all your stuff off.
Like your laptops and
so
shit.
So how come? So
it's just the thing that.
You think in 2023, the X-ray would be strong enough.
Mm. Well, that's what they have in, like, when you fly Virgin, like, when you fly Terminal 4, like, and the Jetstar one, you can just throw your bag in and away you go.
So Qantas.
Need to upgrade.
You have to take your phone and your laptop and that
and
out.
And they don't let you take hot drinks either. So if you've just got a coffee on this side, you're not allowed to take it through.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
And
Qantas side.
I still don't understand what you have to put your phone on flight mode.
You don't understand what the reasoning was behind it originally or why we're still doing it in this day and age?
Yeah, like, sure. Do you ever think we're about to crash into a mountain and go, whoever's in 32C refused to put their flight mode on, this is your fault?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Someone's watching an NBA game.
Exactly. We'll fly low enough where I'm going to say, can you just keep this down at a couple thousand feet? So I'm halfway through the last in a multi. Jeez, I had some bad beats
but
on Monday.
It's exciting. Horrific. It's exciting when you land. Don't you get, like, it's so exciting.
Are you one of those fuckwits that clap?
No, not from that perspective, but like when you turn
really
your.
That really grinds your gears, doesn't it?
No, well, listen, if you've had some horrific turn and you're like, you've had to swerve, like another plane coming your way or something like that. What?
You'd hope you wouldn't have to swerve.
You'd really hope. And I don't know how.
That's my point. And if you did, I'd fucking right, oh, we made it. Yeah. It's like getting out of an Uber. Do you clap when you get out of an Uber? I don't know the exact numbers, but I reckon it's more dangerous getting in a car than it is in a plane. Mm. I reckon the percentages of being in a crash in a car is higher than in a plane.
I'd say you're completely
unless
right.
Unless you're flying over the Russian airspace or something like that.
Like you put your bets on somewhere and then your phone's
on. No, sorry.
I like to
and then when you turn it back on,
and watch the bet.
I was going to say, otherwise when you turn it on, you get ding, 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 ding.
No, I don't have notifications ding. On any of my phone, so ding. I don't answer anyone.
Ding.
So we're going to... No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
No, you don't.
Any TV stuff? I finished Beckham. I finished the Sly documentary, which I liked, but you probably have to be my vintage.
Yeah, no, Beckham. I've watched episode and a half of Robert Williams.
How's that go?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's good.
Last Chance Larimer. Have you heard of it?
I have. Is it good? It's on my list.
Yes. I think I'm about 3/4 of the way through. Okay.
Yeah, it's with a town of like 7 people or something. There's a whodunit.
Yeah, it's very good. Got me in early when... there's a pub scene from the 80s and one of the guys set fire to his chest hair, which was a
is that something
a
you used to do?
A guy called Brow at Glen Huntley. That was his party trick. So straight away. It was just
the gone. Fruit bat? Any fruit
bats?
No
fruit bat. No fruit bat. Setting fire to the chest hair. Okay, yeah. Righto, from our people. Haydos, did Dane get tickets to Iron Maiden next year?
Yeah, because I've got the T-shirt, so...
Already got the merch.
Well, I'm going to go so I can buy
a
new T-shirt. Yeah. But will it be vintage, though?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love them. Love Iron Maiden.
Mm-hmm. Favourite song?
Well, if you don't know them, Samantha, I don't suggest I'm going to tell you.
From Lesbird, has Dane never drank a prairie fire? If so, what do you recommend?
A what?
A prairie fire.
Is that something
when he picks up his phone, it makes me nervous.
I do not look up these things.
He's doing two things. Checking on his
how
multi.
How do you spell prairie?
My algorithm stuffed it up on the thing that I have to look up for this show. Prairie. P-R-A-I-R-I-E. Fire.
Okay, keep going because this could be
right, prairie fire shot.
I like this one. From Jamie. Mm.
It's just a tequila and Tabasco, I think. I don't know, unless it's...
Actually sounds right.
Squirted it in my eye, Tabasco. I've never had one, no, but it actually sounds nice because I like tequila and I like Tabasco. So thanks for. I've actually got a wedding today in Portsea. I might ask for one. See if the good bar staff down there know it.
Re, your new TV show. From Jamie, is Dane worried about Daisy and Heath after giving them shit about their TV show?
Yes, no, well, yes, I am, absolutely. I might have taken their spot, their time slot, the one where fucking no one can find. That's where mine might be. It's eight episodes. Mick actually rang me from producer. He said it's eight episodes we're doing. So,
oh, you got more work up your sleeve.
Oh, it's fucked, isn't it?
Busy man.
No, I'm flat out.
For Warren, will Dane have recipes for things like Blumpkin Pie on his new food show?
Yeah, I hope
you
so, yeah.
Are, you guys
The Boston Waffle. Stop. Might see if that can get out there. Everyone's, I don't know whether people are taking a piss or not, but a lot of people seem interested in this fucking TV show.
They're interested in seeing you in a normal role, Dane, like speaking normally.
I know, it's weird. Mm. Well, best male new talent.
Yeah, Silver Loggy.
Or best, do they do that anymore? I should just have best new talent because I think it's very unfair to the best male and female.
Oh, I agree. It should be narrowed right down. From that, Sam, where's the Christmas party?
Oh, well, stay tuned.
Right, okay.
Where's the boat? Where is it?
Well, perhaps Mexico.
Yeah, well, there's one going in Mexico.
But they speak
yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah.
And who's Dane signing for 2024
footy season? Well, I've signed for a couple of clubs already. I've got I think I've got three in the books so far. So
have you got a home base club?
No, not yet. No, well, that's fucking June 30, man. That's miles. I got a lot of games to get through first. Like, it's just I'm taking it one game at a time this year, guys. My body, I'm nearly 40. My body's slowing down. My hands are fucked. But
and your preseason's going to be an interesting one this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be very lack of.
Yeah.
Yes, my preseason's going to be in LA, Mexico, Vegas. So that'll take me to the end of February. When have games start? Like maybe a month later. I'm not having one this year.
No.
From
Stewie. Queue in the rack.
From Stewie, how shit is the current media? Present company excluded, of course.
Oh yes.
When we talk about good media here, we're trying to pass on things like worth watching. Last stop, Larimer. I want our people to give me some feedback on that.
Yes.
From Stefan, who is always late to podcasts, and what is the excuse?
Me? Am I late? No, you said I was fucking early today. It was quarter past eight. Good. Samantha's the one who's usually late.
Hang on.
And it's just you blame traffic.
Listen here. The order of people that Ralph is always here working on Ralph's his here. Tennis, so he's always first.
Yeah, he's always squatting or deadlifting something. Yeah.
Doing something busy. And then I arrive, and then moments after that, Dane wanders
that's,
in.
Well, that's...
He wanders in varies, but it's his show.
I'd like to contest that. You are late more than me. I get here on late purposely because I know you get here late.
When was the last time I was late?
A fair point. You haven't been late in a little bit.
Well,
and I reckon I've been late three times. This
way. Would you consider a being late if you got here early, opened your boot and realised you left all the audio equipment at home? Would you consider that being late?
I'm always early. I don't like being late.
Because if you haven't got the recording equipment...
It doesn't work.
No.
Technically, I'm a week late.
From Shoesies Barbecue. I barbecue for a living and have to drink beer as I'm sponsored. That's just a brag.
Shoesies Barbecue.
Good on you.
Yeah, I looked him up. He's got all his stuff of barbecuing and drinking beer.
Does he want to come on Taste Buds with Dane Swan and show us how to barbecue?
Maybe.
Maybe season two because... We might hit prime time just before the footy or something on Friday night footy by 2025.
I've got a barbecue sponsor I could hook you up with, Dane. That'd be good, because they're a client of mine. They don't sponsor me, but if you could get a barbecue out of it, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you love to get out of, like, as a person in the media who...
Journalist?
What would be the ultimate, like, addition to your contract to get for free? Like, obviously you get to drive cars, but you don't get to keep them. A house. Yeah, right. That is a big one, isn't it? I don't know if anyone gets a house.
Private plane.
Private plane, yeah. Okay.
Oh, you said anything.
Well, he's thinking a lot bigger than my mind was even going to, so that just shows the difference. I was thinking things like barbecues or like shoes.
Equinox.
Yeah.
You seen any of Equinox's work?
No, what is that?
Google Equinox Japan.
Oh, the horse. Places. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh,
yeah.
My fucking God.
Pretty good?
Well, I asked my man who clocks everything all over the world, and he said it'd win the Cox Plate by 10 lengths.
Would it?
And he doesn't guess.
Why doesn't it come over here?
Well, their money's obscene.
Their money, is it?
Yeah, so they send their eight just. Minuses.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And they come over and like league reassure and win yeah. Cox Plate and all that. So that's how good that.
Train of thoughts led me to another thing. What's your Christmas list, Dane? Like, what does Taylor buy Dane Swan?
Good question.
You know why she buys me? Absolutely fuck all.
Speaking of which,
why she buys me? I get absolutely nothing.
From Big 22 fan, when are you going to have Taylor on as a guest?
It's a great question.
She can appear on the guest that I'll get Sue to go on.
You don't want to know how the sausage is made, mate.
Please don't talk about sausage.
Well, and this leads to from Jason. My 2-year-old just shit on the potty without wig. Let Swanny know I've handed her over to authorities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know? Can I tell you something?
I don't believe it. I need photographic proof.
And straight to Lani. Parenting advice from Dane needed. How to teach my boys to piss in the toilet and not the floor.
We're trying to do that moment of fucking tough sledding. Yeah.
Have you got the frog urinal where they have to pee on the fly on the tongue?
We've got three kids, man. They piss shit in. The dog's the problem at the moment. Dog's too old. That's why we can't go overseas. We're meant to go overseas in 2 weeks, but he's too old. Yeah, we can't leave.
Or the other one is a golf ball. Put a golf, sorry, not a golf ball, a table tennis ball in the toilet bowl and get them to squirt the table tennis ball.
Is that for both boys and girls?
all of them. Yeah. Those who choose to stand up and piss.
Mm. Do you?
No.
I sit down.
In public, I do.
I sit down sometimes when I can't be bothered.
There's heavy fucks there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Want to get away and have a quick 10 minutes on my phone, have a scroll, or just sit down and just enjoy myself.
Mm.
Just relax.
Do you know that I can't go to the toilet now without thinking about you two?
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
No, it's lovely.
From Rick.
My wife's come to every time I go to the toilet.
From Rick.
When you pee and poo at the same time.
Will this happen?
Can Sam take some preventative measures to avoid getting so sick again?
I'm on the meds. Don't you worry.
Well, she's selfishly having a few weeks off next year. So.
I know.
From Alex, what would be your top three sporting events to go to as a spectator?
I've done a few of them. I've done most of them. But the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup, you're talking about I've done or that I would like to do?
Either or.
That I've done, World Cup in Russia, which I'm not sure we're going back to Russia anytime soon.
Exactly.
The UFC at Madison Square Garden.
I don't think you'd be going to Israel soon for a whole
No, again, no, no. We didn't watch any sport there. Tel Aviv's probably off the fucking...
Lucky you went when you did.
No. The UFC at Madison Square Garden.
Have you seen a baseball game?
No, it's one I haven't. Super Bowl day for the whole day. They're obviously really fun. Well, NBA Finals, obviously, Game 7 NBA Final will be fun. What else?
Ice hockey's a good experience.
Ice hockey's good to watch.
That's just a fucking boxing match on ice.
It's better being there than watching on TV.
100-meter final, like if Usain Bolt was in it, like I couldn't even tell you the fastest man in the world is now, but like the big Olympic things is probably next on my radar.
Yeah, if you can do Royal Ascot.
Are you going to Paris?
Would you
go to Paris? No,
I'll probably do the US and then after. Anything in the US is an easy excuse for me, so I can just go, babe, why don't you just go home? Why don't you just go home? We'll fly all together. You can go home, see your family and that, and I'll just go do a sporting event. That's an easy...
Scott, that's why. It's an easy scope. Take him and Taylor work.
That's why you marry someone from a different country.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Particularly a country that you like the sports from.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.